Welcome to the Community Podcast from your friends at the Community Paper. My name is Nick Trigudio. I'm the managing editor. I'm very excited to be here with one of our incredible writers, my favorite writer, please don't tell any of the other writers, Anna Claire Hodge. Anna Claire, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me for my debut.
I'm so glad you're here. We get to talk about some of the stories that you're working on. I'm always excited to see your stuff in print. I also like to see your poetry. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. But first, let me say that there are a couple of things coming up this week that I think people who love the opera and maybe poetry, because I think opera is just like some poetry, right?
I could see it be connected for sure.
Okay. So Opera Orlando has La Boheme coming up October 3rd and 5th. That'll be coming up at the Dr. Phillips Center in Steinmetz Hall. Before that, though, in September, they're doing a couple of special events. And it looks pretty interesting. So September 10th, they'll be over at the Great Southern Box Company Food Hall. And that's going to be a cocktail hour, a couple hours of drinks and food and singing. So they'll be singing some of the songs from La Boheme and Rent, which apparently inspired by La Boheme.
I was bringing that as my fun fact. Not that you asked for that. I only found out today that Rent is based on La Boheme, and I'm horrified, you know, because as a millennial, that was like our show.
That was your show.
So anyway, don't tell anyone and certainly don't publish this.
Okay, I won't. I'll cut this right out, I promise. September 20th, they're having a masterclass with the maestro. So conductor Alan R. Scott will discuss the opera and then teach a class. So you get to sit in on that if you want to go to that and get a little preview of La Boheme. La Boheme.
Boheme. You got
Boheme.
It.
Boheme. Okay, got it. I'm going to mispronounce it three more times. And then I'm excited for this. I have actually always wanted to go see the shop that they do all the stage stuff. All the sets are done custom for every show that Opera Orlando does. They have a big warehouse where they set all this up, costuming, everything. I'm hoping, as a member of the media, maybe you want to go with me, Anna Claire, to see, to get a little preview of that beforehand. But on September 23rd, anybody can go there for the shop tour. So they have tickets for all the stuff available on their website.
Oh, that's so cool. I love the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not well-versed in opera. I do know how to pronounce the name, though. Not well-versed, but I've been watching The Gilded Age. Do you watch that?
No. Is it good?
Oh, it's great. And one of the main plots is, well, it's people who had too much money and too much time on their hands, but sure. Warring opera houses in New York. So now I'm like super interested.
Yes. Oh, wow. We need to start that up here.
You have to.
Okay. So we'll start another opera house and then we'll go to war with Opera Orlando.
Absolutely. And as someone who can't sing, I think it's going to make it even more interesting.
Oh, they are going to hate us. Because
avant-garde, if you will. Avant-garde.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, interpretive singing. Yeah, that's what we do. That's a great idea. All right. So for all of the information, for tickets to the actual show or to any of those events, operaorlando.org. Anna Claire, let's talk about you. You're, as I mentioned, an incredible writer for us. I appreciate you and all the work that you do for us, not only now, but you were a writer for us in the past as well. But let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you're working on, an article that you recently did that I really appreciated that is on the cover of the September issue, because we really wanted to promote this incredible event, is about this, the fifth annual one of these. I didn't even know this was happening, but a Latin Performing Arts Festival that's happening up in Maitland.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I'm, of course, happy to be the cover girl all about it. But the Latin Performing Arts Festival is September 22nd through the 28th. It's a whole week of shows. And talk about avant-garde. There's some really cool things going on. A Gen Z reimagining of a Lorca play. That's really cool. Dance, very Instagrammable installations, very immersive. And, you know, we love all things immersive. Oh, they're using AI to translate into tons of languages. So even if you don't speak Spanish, you will not be left out. They're bringing in global performers. It's really like A+ high class entertainment. And the best part, it's free. It's totally free.
And that's at the Art and History Museums of Maitland.
Exactly. And it's put on by this arts nonprofit, Open Scene, who I had never heard of, but now I'm so excited. And their whole thing is bringing arts to everyone, making it accessible, exposing people to a full range of entertainment that's also educational and really brings cultures together and allows people to experience other cultures in a really entertaining way. So I don't know what could be wrong with that.
No, nothing. And I'm hoping to get up there myself because Art and History Museums of Mahlon, just an incredible space anyway. If you've never been up there, it's a really nice space to go tour, and they have some great exhibits there as well.
Cool. So. I haven't been, but I need to. And I don't want to make you jealous, but I did get the invite to the opening kickoff VIP party. So sorry.
Ooh, wow. I don't know how we're going to start a warring opera company when you and I are also at war.
Listen, conflict is interesting. We got to keep the people watching.
It's true. So true. All right. Well, let's switch over to a story that you're working on that you're very excited about. We were talking a little bit about this before we got started. Tell me about the story that you're working on with this historian that likes ghosts.
Oh my gosh. Ashley Pounds is so cool. I found her on TikTok, doing a little nightly scrolling after my son goes to bed. And her handle is Ghost Story Girl. You might think she's into literature or just telling stories around a campfire. It's so different from that. She fell in love with all things paranormal when she was about 15. And I don't want to give away how that happened, but it's Orlando-based. It's very cool. And since then, she's been kind of obsessed with history and also how that connects to paranormal experiences. The coolest part, I think, is that she has not fully given herself over to all things spooky. She comes in with a skeptic's eye. And I think that's something very different than the kind of hokey, over-the-top shows we see where people are running around a room screaming and, did you hear that? I heard that. A lot of confirmation bias. And she's just very thorough in her history, goes back through archives, and she wants to be disproven. She comes in with a really scientific eye, and I appreciate that because even if you don't like spooky stuff, what's there not to like about history, especially Central Florida and specifically Orlando? One of her biggest videos, and I won't spoil any more of it, is about the Beecham and some really cool stuff that's happened there. I'm just fascinated by her work, and I'm loving the story. We had a long chat, and I can't wait to share it with everyone.
That's great. I love hearing about that. I love hearing about Orlando gets a little bit crimey back in the 20s and 30s. There's gambling halls. There's a lot of outrageous things happening. And so I love hearing about that, especially since it was back then and not happening so much now.
Right. Exactly. Back when crime was cute and vaudeville was on the stage.
Exactly. Oh, crime. You're so cute back then.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So another story that, I like to talk to writers about stories that they've just read, right? So the community paper is wonderful. You can get it wherever you get coffee in Orlando or a lot of different types of food. We distribute at about 500 locations around Orlando. But we also love all of the other news outlets that are out there. We love what's going on in Central Florida, maybe stuff we're not covering. But what did you want to bring up as sort of your third story?
Well, I am an unapologetic lover of SNL. Unapologetic. I don't want to hear, oh, it's not good anymore. It's great. It's great. And so now Orlando is part of the cast, which is so exciting. A 26-year-old Orlando comic named Cam Patterson was just hired to be in the newest cast. I'm so excited. One, I always forget that people younger than me have cool jobs and do cool stuff. I just turned 40 and I don't feel weird about that at all. But it's just so exciting to see a fresh face. One, I'm embarrassed. I had never heard of him, but now I'm going to be watching even more excitedly than I already do with every episode. So I think we should all tune in, cheer him on, and see what he can do.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get a quote or two from him maybe after he's done a few shows. But Orlando Weekly did a good write-up about him and sort of the journey that he's going on. And, Orlando just has a really great comedy scene in general. A lot of performers that are over at Disney and Universal and the theme parks, they do classes at SAC. They'll do stand-up around town and things like that. So, for some people, it's a way to kind of learn something new, especially in the case of improv. But in a lot of people's cases, they get up on that stage and they make people laugh, and that's all they want to do for the rest of their lives. And it's pretty amazing.
It's fascinating. And man, what a thick skin you have to do that. It's incredible, people who are brave enough to give that a shot.
I can't do it. I'll do improv here and there, but I don't know about stand up.
I like to do improv over a couple drinks on a back porch with my friends. And it usually ends with one of us being like, oh my God, we should start a podcast, but none of us own a microphone. So I think we're safe.
Really, most of the time for me, it ends with me yelling in some sort of accent that I think is a character and people asking me to leave.
I told you about the accents. You got to stop.
It's not great. It's not great. It's not great.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that was. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Anna Claire. You can follow Anna Claire on Instagram at Anna Claire Hodge. That's Claire, Claire. Hodge, as you would expect it to be spelled, and AnnaClaireHodge.com. Any other shout-outs you want to give?
No.
Are you doing some stand-up coming up or anything?
I certainly hope not, but ask my husband. He will be privy to it all.
If you want, you can follow us as well at Community Paper Orlando. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. Pick up an issue of the paper. And if you have an event to share or news to share, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much. Thank you, Anna Claire.
Always.